This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I want to hear cannons.
Three-step drop, throws on the end zone. Caught ball, touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans reaches up with one hand and grabs it in.
It's first and goal. That's picked off. And who else? Rondé Barber. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may ride to the Super Bowl with that one.
We don't even keep score. We just run that up and leave.
Third down, 18. Dropping Gannon, looking Gannon, looking Gannon. Throws up the middle.
That's intercepted at the Derrick 30. Brooks. Derrick Brooks, 30. Brooks to the 29. He's 20. Gone. Derrick Brooks all the way. There it is. The dagger's in. Yeah. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
This is Mike Allstott, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to the Cannon Fire Podcast.
And there the cannons go. Cannons. Fire them. Keep on firing them. Keep on firing them.
Hello and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new edition of the Cannon Fire Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rhett Matthew, joined alongside me, my good buddy and co-host from BucsNation.com, Evan Wanish. Joining the show today, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback drafted in the fourth round of the 2016 NFL Draft, Super Bowl 55 champion Ryan Smith joins the pod. Pleasure to have you on, Ryan. How you doing today, man?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty good. I'm blessed. Blessed and highly favored.
Always. Excited to get into your career with Tampa Bay, and honestly excited to ask you about what may be next for you here to close out the pod, but let's get into it. Evan, I know you had wanted to kick things off and kind of ask about the draft process.
Yeah.
For you getting into the league as a fourth round pick, just a couple of weeks removed from the 2023 NFL draft, of course.
Yeah, as Rhett just mentioned, the NFL draft was just recently, and a lot of newcomers had their dreams come true. So obviously, you were a fourth round pick. What was that process like for you? What was do you have any memories of draft day when you got that phone call, and what was that like?
Yeah, first of all, it was just pretty cool being drafted in general, and then coming from a small school, it was definitely a dream come true. It was funny because I didn't really know if I would get drafted, playing at Central, because it's really rare. But when I got the opportunity and I started to get more recognition and more teams interested in me, I was like, oh, wow, I'm about to get drafted. This is before the actual draft, of course. And, some teams kind of amp the process up as far as like, what round you think I'll go, or like the pick I'll go, what team I'll go to, so I'm thinking like, all right, shoot, I might go second or third round. Like, this is pretty cool. And I kind of jumped to conclusions, and, I had like a little draft party, had some friends over, thinking I'll go second or third, and it didn't happen. So imagine like all these people here and like my name didn't get called. So the next day, I woke up, I started praying. I was crying, and I was like, "Today, today, I got to go today." And that's when the Bucks called, and I remember running to the corner Because I had my phone in my hand literally like super tight, like somebody has to call. And when I got the phone call, it was a number I didn't recognize. Like, I don't know who this is. So I ran to the corner, like, hello? It was Jason Light on the phone. And then I just started crying. I was in the corner, my mom, I had like three friends over, they was all behind me recording me and everything. And it was super dope, super surreal. And it was just a blessing to get my name called.
Yeah, and something that you don't hear talked about a lot is the pressure that that's got to put on you as a player, obviously looking to get drafted. And you know, you're hearing that, okay, second, third round, you know, get ready to be day two, kind of be ready to go. And then the time comes and goes, and then it's just all uncertain. And you talked about kind of navigating those emotions. So I can imagine just how heavy that was for you. In 2016, it was your rookie season with Tampa Bay, and you know, you come into the league as a cornerback, wasn't slated to be number one or number two on the depth chart. So you carve out a role on special teams. And obviously some of these younger corners and secondary players that come in sometimes have to carve out a role on special teams. And, you know, what a way to do that with the play that was made in 2016. One of my favorite Buck highlights of all time, man. Brian Anger punts it deep, playing the Saints in Tampa Bay. Josh Robinson in the end zone. Allen Cross is back there as well. And you basically grab the ball, Michael Jackson, smooth criminal dive your way into the end zone, toss it right back to Allen Cross, who's there to make the save. I mean, what was the bench like after that play?
Time be flying.
That was 7 years ago, man. I thought about that today, and it definitely hit me hard.
Jeez. The bench was amped. The bench was definitely amped. Shoot. The moment was amped. It was like, that just happened? And like, and honestly, I knew where I was on the field, of course, but I didn't know what the ref was going to say. Like, he was going to say touchback, or he was going to say ball on the half yard line. But the bench was definitely amped. I didn't know I was that low or that parallel, you know what I'm saying, to the ground. So when I seen the video, I was like, dang, that's how I was. And it's funny, I'm always doing like tricks, so just doing stupid stuff, playing around on the field. Like, I'd jump up for the ball and I'll throw it out of bounds, but I would go get it and keep my feet in bounds. So like, when I did that, it was kind of like me just playing around, but it happened in the game. It was kind of cool. But it was definitely a cool moment.
Yeah. And then that was, of course, during a 5-game win streak for the team that year. So I mean, and the entire team was really gelling at that point. And I think, you know, there was a lot of plays during that 5-game win streak, but it's crazy how, you know, one of the most memorable plays was that. And a lot of Bucks fans still look at that picture of you kind of like, you know, you're sitting there almost completely sideways and still able to pin the ball there.
Yeah, that secondary made a ton of plays during that 5-game win streak. Back-to-back weeks, Keith Tandy calling the game with the ceiling interception. I mean, there was a lot going on that year as far as the secondary goes. But, you know, 2016, your rookie season, you make one hell of a play. I wanted to talk about 2017. So on September 24th, 2017, the Bucks played the Vikings. And I could be wrong here, but this was your first career start. Brent Grimes was out with an injury. So they let you know that week that you were going to be getting the start against Minnesota. Now, this was a young Bucks team at the time, so it didn't go well. 34-17, the final score. But what were your emotions like leading up to that game that week? When did you find out you were going to be the starting corner for Tampa Bay? And how did you feel after that?
Yeah, I found out that week coming into – well, I think I kind of had a feeling – what game was that?
That was the second game, because that's when you guys didn't have a bye week. The week one was canceled.
Did we play the Bears?
You played the Bears week one, and then week two was the Vikings. The second game was the Vikings.
Okay, so I kind of knew after the Bears game, because the Bears game was, I got thrown in there after Brent Grimes got hurt, and I was like, oh shoot, I think I'm about to go in there, because I wasn't, you know. I mean, honestly, when I was preparing for the game, I didn't think I was going to go on defense. You know, that is when I was just – they still had me, you know, special teams guy type thing. So, when Brent Grimes got hurt, I'm like, oh, I think I'm up. And then they're like, all right, go. I was like, okay, cool. So, after that, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm starting next game if he can't play. So, I was prepared. I was ready. I definitely could have prepared a lot better. I really did still at the time didn't know how to be a pro and prepare to play, you know, an NFL game on defense at least. And then, like, this is nothing like Central, you know, playing in the MEAC as the NFL. So going out, I was very confident, you know, very confident in my ability, what I can go out there and do. Obviously didn't turn out that way. And when the game started, like before the game, I was good. When the game started, I was like, whoa. I ain't gonna lie, I froze up. My body wasn't working together at all. You know, so I was like, all right, what you gonna do? Like after the game, you know, I look myself in the mirror. I'm like, yo, you can't be doing this. Like, you're better than this. You know, I had a lot of negative DMs come my way after that game. But it's part of the game, man. People going to be people. Fans going to be fans. But I look myself in the mirror. I was like, yo, you got to tighten up. You know, you can't be out here nervous and stinking it up like that. So that was pretty I had a lot of different emotions that game.
That 2017 Bucks team, if I'm not mistaken, they finished 5-11 that year. 2018 also finished 5-11. So, yeah. You know, with that being said, you've played on Bucks teams that went 5-11. You've played on one of the two Bucks teams in history that won a Super Bowl in, you know, just a 3-short-year gap between those two teams. But I know that there's a lot of things that factor into what some would consider a good or bad NFL season, right? Because to the fans and to the players, the perspective of what a good or a bad season looks like is obviously much different. But, you know, with everything that goes into it, based on your experience, what do you think the biggest difference was between, you know, those Bucks teams that really did not live up to expectations and that 2020 team that, you know, won the ultimate prize at the end of the year?
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Honestly, I feel like it wasn't that much of a difference. Coaching, it was some coaching, of course. Coaching changes made a difference. And then we had Tom. We had Tom, had AB, had Lenny. But honestly, like before all that, we had the talent. We had the talent to go far. I guess I will say it was a lot of coaching. In my opinion, the play calling wasn't that well. And when we added Tom, we added a game manager. You know what I'm saying? He was able to manage the game with the talent we already had on the outsides and everything. So I think once you add those little pieces, that's when it came together for real.
Well, obviously,
dogs. Like, people was like, the Bucks suck and just stand the third. I'm like, y'all sleep. Like, we got dogs on there. Y'all tripping. It's just, you know, we couldn't really put it together on Sundays, but once we got a game manager in there and then a couple culture changes, and I think that's when everything turned around.
Yeah, you know, and you sort of saw that. I mean, the team went 7-9 in 2019, and then the very next year, you know, they made the playoffs for the first time since 2007 and ended up winning the Super Bowl. So, of course, you mentioned Tom Brady there. I feel like we have to ask this question. So in March of 2020, there's a lot of uncertainty about who's going to be the Buccaneers quarterback. Are they going to bring back Jameis Winston? Are they going to go out and get a veteran? And they end up getting arguably, in my mind, he is, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. What was your reaction to that news that Tom Brady was going to be coming to Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah. Well, first, I want to say when I say we got a game manager, that's no knock to Jameis. Jameis is a great quarterback, my dog, too. So I just want to say that, put that on the record. But when we end up getting Tom, I'm not a starstruck person, you know, I just like, but it is Tom Brady. Don't get me wrong. It's Tom Brady. Like, yeah, we got to get Tom and add him with, like I said, with the weapons we have. It was just like, yo, this might be a great year. You know, the coaches, Tom, then you added extra pieces like Leonard, you added, Sue,
Brown.
AB, like, it was like, yo, we got some pieces for, like, for real. You know, and it's because we lost that first game to the Saints.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, deja vu. Like, come on, man. They can't be doing this. Like, if we go into anything, we got to blow these dudes out, you know. And that didn't happen. But you can – the leadership kicked in. There's a lot of leadership on my team, too, that we didn't lack leadership. It was just – I guess we added more, like I said, more pieces to it. Just made that season a lot better.
So obviously the Super Bowl run, you guys have to go on the road to face some tough opponents. And you talked about the Saints there, right? And you went to New Orleans week one, you lost that game. You've had trouble beating the Saints, the Bucs for years have had trouble beating the Saints. Now you play them in the playoffs in Drew Brees' last game. What was that like for the team? And also, you know, remember the Saints embarrassed the Bucs on Sunday Night Football that year in Tampa as well. What was that like going into New Orleans and beating that team finally?
We took that game personal, you know, like the Saints was just a personal game. You know, it was different than any other game we played, really. So to lose the first two regular season games and then go in there in the playoffs and spank them, it wasn't surreal. The emotion we had was just amazing. I mean, I remember – I was standing next to Coach Bowles. I just looked at him. I just gave him a hug. Like, yeah, like it was crazy. It was like, yeah, we won. Like, we did it. You know, we kicked him out of here. We got him out of here.
It was like this weight off of your shoulders, like a feeling of relief.
It was because you go into a game, the fans know, y'all know, like damn, we lost the first two. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's gonna go. But playoffs different. The atmosphere different. The intensity is different. Everything's different. And you have to actually beat it or feel it. It's not just another game, you know what I'm saying? So It was a great feeling. It was a great feeling.
Now, when you look at that 2020 Super Bowl run, you know, are there any moments, whether regular season, postseason, obviously winning the whole damn thing at the end of it, is there anything about that season that stuck out to you the most, or maybe anything that you would say is your favorite memory from that year?
Nothing really stuck out the most. I just like how we overcame adversity when we was some games we'll lose. Like, we lost to the Saints, we lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Rams, lost the Chiefs and Rams back to back, actually, right before the bye week. And then we came back and we got 7-game win streak.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that was dope. That was really dope. I mean,
also having to deal with COVID. I mean, around the league, having to be smart about that. So
that's a lot of adversity going on that, you know what I'm saying? So that was really dope. And then my memorable moment was when I played the Redskins, probably. It was kind of funny though, when the ball almost hit me on that punt, and I had to like just get out the way. I didn't know it was behind me. That was pretty funny, actually. Me and Jay Mix on the sideline laughing after that play. My bad, Ryan, my bad. I say, are you good? We good, get the ball back.
So before we talk about what's next for you in your career at this point, I wanted to get your thoughts on this Bucs team coming up. First and foremost, you know, you've been around this team the last couple of seasons, spent some time on the practice squad. What are your current thoughts on this corner room for Tampa Bay? You know, seemingly found their number one and their number two corner, which is something that this secondary really, I don't think has had in a very, very long time. I mean, I cannot remember the last starting duo of Bucks corners that, you know, were on long-term contracts, and management was obviously had a lot of faith in them, Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean being the two guys that I'm talking about. But, you know, with that group being what it is coming into this year, what do you make of it? Because the defense, you know, for a Bucks team that won the division last year but did go 8-9, the defense was the anchor for this team for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know everybody in there anymore because Sean gone. I know Dean and CeeDee, of course, really close. Tony. After that, I really don't know. I know a couple guys. I was there on Price Squad last year for a little bit. But it's dope for the Bucks to do that. And like you said, because you haven't seen that in a long time. But Dean and CeeDee are some dogs. So, and then they came from the same school too. So that's dope. Yeah. That's with them. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people, the defense is going to be good regardless, I feel like. But it's not the same. I really not familiar with everybody like I used to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you know, you speak about that defense. They still have mainstays, you know, like Shaq Barrett there. Jotry Shuinka is still there. Levante David, of course, is still there. And you played, you know, every year you with them when you were with Tampa, you played with Levante David. Just speak about, you know, his leadership and what type of leader he is and a player he is on and off the field there.
Man, Tay is the most humblest dude I've ever met. Like, and then how he acts on the field as far as like he a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? He loud, he vocal. You know, so he gonna tell you how it is. He gonna get in your face. He gonna motivate you. You know, if you got soft skin, you know what I'm saying, you might not take as motivation. But he's that guy. And then when you go off the field, he's quiet. You know what I'm saying? He's not flashy. He's funny. He like to joke around. You know what I'm saying? He don't think he's bigger than anybody, man. He's so humble, man. That's a great guy. That's a great guy to be around. Great guy to learn from. And like when I got to Tampa, he welcomed me with open arms. It was like, it wasn't no, he's a vet, I'm a rookie, he's going to, you know, do certain things and make me do it. Like, it wasn't nothing like that. It was, yo, let's get this work. Let's get this money.
Speaking of mainstays real quick, I just want to mention one more because he just recently announced his retirement. Gerald McCoy, you played your first three seasons in the NFL with Gerald McCoy. You know, speak about him because a lot of people talked about how he was sort of almost like the same way as Levante, like not really a rah-rah guy, but, you know, he led by example. What was he like in the locker room there?
Gerald's literally the same way that Tay is. And you're right, he's not a rah-rah guy. He ain't the type going to get in your face and tell you he's going to quiet. He's going to work. He's like a silent killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't saying much, but you're going to know he there. You're going to know he's there for sure. And both of them do great work in the community. Like, they're really the same person, seriously.
Now, I was going to ask about Levante and just his style of play on the field. You said he's more of a vocal leader now. Has he always been that way? I mean, at least while you were in Tampa, when you came in your younger years, was he a vocal guy on the field? Because I felt like, you know, you can only see so much on TV, but watching him, it didn't seem like he was, you know, kind of the rah-rah guy for a long time.
It's when if things not going well or he's just having a great game, that's when you're going to hear his mouth. And sometimes he might not say nothing. But if Tay mad, he going to get in your face. He going to tell everybody, pick the shit, you know what I'm saying, pick it up. You know what I'm saying? He not going like that. Him and Quan the same way. Quan rah-rah for sure. But Tay, you know, if he mad or things not going how it's supposed to go, or he just in his bag, you know what I'm saying, you're going to hit Tay for sure.
So I wanted to ask you in the next steps for you in your career here, currently an NFL free agent, is a return to the Bucks a possibility at this point?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. Right now I'm dealing with a suspension. I don't know if you guys know. When I tore my knee with the Chargers, I was doing my rehab. And I was recommended to take some pills to help with my muscle around the knee. But those pills ended up being a banned substance I did not know. So I'm in a situation where, you know, I have to wait till my suspension is up to get back on the field. So I'm just out here staying in shape. Football not over with for me, though, at all. I have so much more. I feel like I'm 21 still. But, yeah, I'm just here just trying to find, you know, who Ryan Smith is outside of football until I can get back on the field. That's what I'm dealing with right now.
And obviously getting involved in a lot of stuff outside of football, that's all the more important once the playing career is over. But you started your own clothing brand?
I started a clothing brand. I have a sprinter business. So I'm just, you know, just trying to find out some entrepreneur stuff, I guess. I'll try some acting, some modeling. I like fashion.
Yeah.
So I'm just here really trying to figure out what I want to do. You know, get my foot in the door. So when I do retire, you know, I'm already, so it's like smooth sailing. I'm not trying to, you know, find out what I want to do.
Yeah.
So we talked about, just wanted to bring it back really quick because you mentioned your time with the Chargers, and it reminded me, you know, that, you know, after the Super Bowl season, you were actually a free agent for the first time in your career.
Yeah.
What was that process like? I mean, I'm always fascinated to hear from the player's side of things, what being a free agent is like. Is it a little bit uneasy not knowing what your future holds there?
Yeah. Well, for me personally, with the Bucks, you know, I didn't go to the NFL to be a special teams guy. You know, it just, that just happened. You know, I embraced it. And I felt like the Bucks, I didn't get many opportunities to make mistakes with the Bucks. So when I was a free agent, it was like, okay, we know he could play special teams, but why wasn't he playing corner? You know, so I don't know if that's going to be a knock on me going to free agency, if a team would want me. You know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of different thoughts. I'm a thinker. So I had a lot of different thoughts going through my head. And, but it was, I knew I would get picked up. I just didn't know, like, when, where, and if they would try to lowball me. I'm like, oh, here we go. Okay, let's see what happens. But, like, I'm a strong believer in God. Like, I put him first in everything. So, you know, I just gave it to him. And I know I could ball, like, defense and special teams. So I was on the fence, like, would a team knock me because I don't play that much corner, or would a team want me because I can play corner and special teams? You get busted both worlds, you know. So I had a lot of thoughts going through my head.
During that process, how much are you talking to teams? Is it more so your agent or representative kind of doing that stuff for you and then reporting back, or do you get to have a lot of one-on-one time with, you know, these teams who are looking?
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I bring you in.
Oh yeah, so I guess, like, depending on who you are, I guess that teams can bring you in and you can actually do facility and things like that. But with my situation, it was just my agent talking to teams, and they had get back to me to tell me, like, you know, the money thing and who's more interested and the role you'll probably end up playing, things like that. So I kind of weigh my options, and the Chargers, they gave me the best option. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't want to leave the Chargers. Unfortunately, I tore my knee, so I didn't get signed back, but they kept their word about what they said, where I was gonna play, and where they see me at. So it was really dope. Unfortunately, it came to an end because of my injury, but I'll be back out there for sure.
All right, yeah. We're hoping to see you back out there, and obviously, the Chargers. I know this is a Bucs podcast, but I want to talk about Chargers. Obviously, have Justin Herbert now, so you were able to go against him in practice. You played with him. What type of quarterback is Herbert? I know he's one of the rising stars of this league, so a lot of people are going to want to hear about him.
Man, he a dog, man. He first of all, he's huge. I ain't what I see was that huge inside. And then he's younger than me. I don't feel like I'm old. But I'm kind of old in the game, like in a way, right? So this guy's like what, 23, 24, something like that?
Yeah,
literally younger than me, man.
Yo, and I'm looking up to him, and I'm like, yo, this kid is so strong, so smart, like so down to earth. Like, yeah, he's a great person. And then when you meet people in the league who are down to earth people, it makes you want to play for them, like. Your starting quarterback isn't a dickhead, is what I'm saying. Like, right. It's somebody to play for, somebody you want to be around, and we're going to help win. You know, so when you got teammates like that, I feel like that builds a stronger team. Even coaches, when you got coaches like that, you got coaches you want to play for, you really can't beat that team because everybody's playing for one another, not themselves. So the Chargers gave that vibe, coaches and players. So it was really dope being over there. It was dope. I will say that.
A lot of great things to be said about the Chargers as well, but. You know, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but do you have any preferred destinations?
Nah, man. With me, like I said, I want to get back on the field. I don't care where it is. I don't care how cold the state is. Like, I want to be in the NFL, of course, but I don't care. I just want to be back on the field. I thank God that I'm still here, still training, still staying in shape, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just be blessed to be on a football team and be able to show my talents again.
Well, Ryan, we're always rooting for you here, man. We really appreciate you hanging out with us today on the pod. Before you go, where can people find what you're up to now? I mean, where can they find you on social media, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. I don't really be on Twitter like that, but my IG is everything for Deuce. That's for my brother. But, yeah, find me everything for Deuce on IG. And then Twitter, I don't be on Twitter. TikTok, though. TikTok.
Okay.
That's when I'm out there being silly, just making like skits and stuff with videos. Yeah. Doing a bus podcast. I want to put out my condolences for Shaq and his family. I've been praying for guys, so I couldn't reach him. But, if he listens to this, just want to say, man, I'm praying for your family, man. Just continue to keep God first in your life, man. Everything will be all right.
Absolutely, man. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Ryan Smith, thank you again for your time today. We really appreciate talking with you, and looking forward to seeing you back out there on the field, man. We're obviously always rooting for you over here, especially down here in Tampa Bay. The real ones who have seen this team, since longer than Tom Brady got here know about Ryan Smith and that play from back in the day, dude. I mean, you talk to a lot of people who just started watching Bucs football in the last couple of years, and, they just don't know. They just don't
know. They don't know.
But thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the Cannon Fire Podcast. You can follow the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those are Cannon Fire Podcast. Best place to follow the show for updates and, of course, Buccaneer news as it happens. Speaking of Bucs news as it happens, you can follow my co-host Evan on Instagram at Bucs_daily. You can also find him on Twitter at EvanNFL and check out his written work at BucsNation.com. Last but not least, you can find myself Instagram and Twitter at Redicus, RHETTAKUS. If you follow me, I will follow you back. But that's the show, folks. Thank you again for listening this week. Thank you again to special guest Ryan Smith for stopping by. I'm your host, Rhett Matthew, signing off from my co-host, Evan Wanish. I'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, and as always, go Bucks.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Temper Adapt Collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.